So you're not currently active duty with the Navy now, but you're still involved.
I mentor prospective Naval Special Warfare, Special Operations, and Air Rescue candidates for the Navy. I give them the physical screening test that is required once they're qualified to join the Navy, and then I mentor them through a 3-month to a 12-month period before they ship out to Great Lakes for the next phase of their training.
While we're talking to begin with is about life jackets. Now, you unquestionably are a good swimmer. A lot of people will say, oh, I don't need to wear a life jacket. I'm a good swimmer. I know how to swim. But let's say today, if you were out on a lake chasing some bass around in a boat, would you still wear a life jacket?
I wear my life jacket. Even if I wasn't in a boat, even if I was just all the swims that we did and all the training that I did, we were required to wear life jackets as a safety valve in case something happened.
I know the motto of the SEALs is the only easy day was yesterday. And I overheard part of a conversation you were having with a recruit. I'm curious, what is it that you tell them? Because the training looks brutal.
Oh, the training is brutal. First requirements are that you need to be a very good swimmer and very confident in the water.
And of course, swimming's just part of that because there's training on land too. A lot of running is involved.
30 miles of running just to go eat at Bud's is what I told him. To run a mile over and a mile back 3 times a day for 3 meals. You have to eat. It's a requirement. You have to maintain the calorie intake.
There had to have been some long swims in your career as a SEAL.
I got to tell you, probably the longest swims that I made were in Puerto Rico from Viegas Island to Roosevelt Roads. And it was 7.9 nautical miles. I did it 3 times. With fins, face mask, snorkel, and a life jacket.